countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Ploughing ahead with a new record readership of 379,000 weekly print readers.
Well, for many's September, it was about the trinity of back to school, the ploughing and the All-Ireland finals. But this year, the All-Irelands were done and dusted in July. And over the past few days in particular, we've been getting social media reminders of anniversaries of famous All-Ireland wins of years gone by. For example, last Monday, 40 years ago, was the day of Seamus Darby's famous goal to win the All-Ireland for Offaly in 1982. Last Wednesday week marked 75 years since Cavan's famous defeat of Kerry in the Polo Grounds in New York. And on September 30th next, in 1928, gone by on the 30th of September, Bill Squires Gannon, captain of the Kildare team, was the first man to lift the Sam Maguire Cup. And two events are happening in the coming weeks which are commemorating both of these events. On the line, I'm joined by Owen Curry in Kildare, author of History in Kildare GEA and well-known travel writer. And George Carthright is in Cavan. Gentlemen, good morning to you. Owen, I'll begin with you. Who was Bill Squires Gannon?
Good morning, Damien. Well, we are unveiling a statue to this marvellous man tomorrow in Kildare, and a tall, gangly, leather football under one arm, statues by Mark Richards, and under the other, very importantly, the Sam Maguire Cup. He was the first man to receive it. Sadly, Kildare have not been back to the podium since, but we won't dwell on that. But it's a commemoration of somebody that was a larger-than-life character on the field, very tall, his played at midfield, very diminutive midfield partner, Joe Loughlin. And it celebrates really everything that the GA did in that 1920s period, because we'd just come out of the Civil War, Damien.
OK, and he was known as a very modest and generous man. Now, he passed away in 66. I think some of his children are still alive, but he came from a big family and was well known and well liked in the area as well for a big, tough man.
Very much. And as you say, modest, he was, incredibly famously fit. And that's why he was brought into that role, that sort of big catch role, when the teams were reduced from 17 to 15 aside. Winning the ball at midfield became the sort of the key thing. And he was brought into a position that had previously been held by Larry Stanley, who competed in the high jump for Ireland at the Olympics. Didn't talk much about his career, but he'd managed to dominate that sector of the field. Joe Loughlin, on the wonderful little Pathé clip on YouTube, listeners can look up afterwards. There's a clip of Joe Loughlin before the 1926 Ireland having a cigarette before he goes on the field. Just shows you how much times have changed. But that partnership won two All-Irelands in a row, 1927 and 1928 for Kildare. And the fitness was, the training methods weren't quite what they are now, but he was a very hard-working man. He was out milking cows on the evening of the All-Ireland final, and mowing hay and doing all of the hard agricultural graft work that kept him in marvellous condition.
Yeah, the original strength and conditioning of the GEA. And as you said, a sculptor has been unveiled tomorrow in Kildare Town to remember Bill Squires Gannon, the first man to lift the Sam Maguire Cup in 1928. And the team they defeated that day was Cavan. And 19 years later, Cavan made their own history, winning the All-Ireland final, the only one to be played outside of Ireland in New York when they defeated Kerry. And the captain that day was a man called John Joe Riley, known as the Gallant John Joe. And a book has been written about him called The Gallant John Joe by George Cartwright, former Cavan County Board chairman and historian and writer. George, tell us about John Joe Riley.
Yes, Damien. John Joe Riley was from Cornafane, and he played his football with Cornafane, and he played it with Cavan. And he captained Cavan in the famous Polo Grounds, as you spoke about, and he also captained Cavan again in 1948. Now, that game in New York was the only All-Ireland ever played outside the country, so indeed it's very historic. He also won 11 Ulster Senior Championships with Cavan. He won four Railway Cups, and he captained Ulster on three of those occasions. He won McKenna Cups. He won senior championships in Cavan and in Kildare. He won a hurling championship in Kildare. He won numerous underage McRory Cup, captain St. Pat's Cavan to three McRory Cup successes. And, of course, he was the only Cavan man chosen on the team of the century in 1984 and the team of the millennium in 1999.
Okay, so and his connections with Kildare was that he was in the army and he was based in the Corrib, but he died a young man, George.
He did, yes. He died at 34 years of age, leaving a wife and four young children. His passing was tragic for his family, obviously, but for people in Cavan and Kildare, and indeed the GAA nationally, because he was a heroic figure. He was an iconic player, a talisman, and his achievements on the field, but he was a gentleman off the field, and his achievements in his career. He had arisen to the role of commandant in the army at a very young age, and he was involved in the training of young recruits in the Curragh during a very difficult time in our history, during World War II.
Okay, so a very decorated man and arguably probably Cavan's most famous player of all time. And that's the reason why a statue is also being unveiled in memory of him in Cavan, George.
Yes, well, a committee came together last year, a few people that were interested in having a statue, having a monument, recognising the great achievements of the Cavan teams and players of the past. And John Joe was chosen. And in choosing John Joe, we are recognising all of those who played and contributed to Cavan football over many years. Right. And John Joe was the person that stood out. He was an iconic figure for Cavan people, not just for the GAA family in Cavan. His story is known far and wide. He was a national figure.
Yeah.
And we felt it was only right that someone like him should be recognised. There is no monument in Cavan to any of the successful GAA teams. There's no monument actually in Ulster to any player.
This has been unveiled. And as part of the fundraising effort for that John Joe statue, our good friend Seamus O'Rourke is performing at the Helix in Dublin on October the 13th, because it is a fundraiser event. The play is Victor's Done. All proceeds going to the fund, and you can book it on helix.ie. And all are welcome tomorrow at 11 o'clock outside the Heritage Centre on Market Square in Kildare Town to witness the official unveiling of a statue to Bill Squires Gannon. So nice to remember both of those men. George and Owen, thank you.